الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's a couple of episodes we have devoted actually to the 23rd chapter of the Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or chapter The Faithful or The Believers, however you want to translate it into. And we talked about many concepts regarding or concerning this chapter, such as the nomenclature, the reason of revelation, and the central theme behind this great chapter of the Quran. And we also talked about the first four verses of this chapter, such as, for example, the meaning of falah, success, or khashi'un, or laqv, or even zakat as an important or prominent pillar of Islam. Now, we are going to focus on the following verses, verse 5 onwards, but before doing so, let's take a listen to a few verses of this chapter, the 23rd chapter of the Quran, Suratul Mu'minun. Stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون.
And they who guard their private parts.
إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإن
except from their wives or those their right hands possess, for indeed they will not be blamed.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speaker. We have talked about this great chapter of the Quran for a while now, the 23rd chapter, Suratul Mu'minun, or chapter The Faithful, or The Believers. And some of the important concepts that came up within the initial verses of this great chapter, we are going to start with the fifth verse, where God says, who guard their private parts. Basically, as we explained in the previous episodes, God is talking about who can become the faithful or among the believers by giving a list to us, like being or humility in their prayers, being actually khashi', right?
Mm-hmm.
Or humble, or those people who can avoid vain talk, or those people who carry out zakat, or who gives basically zakat, or do charitable work. Now God is talking about those people who guard their private parts. Well, is that so significant that those people who do so can become the faithful?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say the least, in these verses, he's being very practical, right? Not being theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
So when he talked about mu'mineen, he talked about khushu' and laghu, which are things that you don't do, like you don't something that you perform on the outside. But when it comes to zakah, it's an action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, your iman needs to translate to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, among these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about zakah and furujihim hafidun. He talks about wealth.
Yes.
And sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the two players in any human being's life.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you grow up, as we get older and we move into the adolescence life, two things will grow up with us. The love for wealth.
Yes.
And the love for sexual desire.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, both of them are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They need to be controlled, maintained, monitored.
Yes.
Not to be released.
Yeah.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala...
And not to be stopped. Like,
not to be stopped. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You can't be a Christian and you carcinate yourself. No,
celibacy.
Obviously. Yeah, and you go into celibacy.
Yeah.
No, that's not how Islam works. So Islam says, we're giving you this, but we need you to work on it. So Allah says, he takes into consideration that there are a lot of believers, a lot of mu'mineen who are mu'min. They might be good in number of things, but they might be weak when it comes to sexuality.
Mm.
That, and a lot of people have that weakness. And then they do not observe the rules and regulations in terms of halal and haram when it comes to interacting with the opposite gender.
Mm.
Right? So obviously they don't observe the contracts in terms of marriages. For example, let's say a person meets a lady and, they want to have what they call these days a very, I don't want to use the word because this is a Quranic show.
Mm.
So they want to have like a very short, limited interaction. And the person, he's a Muslim, he's like, okay, how about we do a contract? I'm a Muslim, this and that. The lady says, no. So Allah is saying, no, a mu'min, when it comes to his private part, لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. حَافِظُونَ here, right? They are constantly monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
So you're keeping something safe. That's what حَافِظ is.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about الْحَفَظَ in the Quran, those who preserve the Quran. اللوح المحفوظ, the preserved tablet. Something that's in a very protective place that no one has access to it. You're constantly monitoring it. When it comes to the private parts, Allah says you need to keep them preserved.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to maintain them, and you got to make sure that they're not being used in a bad way. So Allah deals with the concept of wealth. Then he dives into the concept of your sexuality, and then it requires to be maintained.
Yeah.
Because one slip, it could take you out from the path.
Yeah.
Like when a person commits adultery, for example, or fornication, you have opened the door to shaitan.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you can go back and repent if Allah gives you the chance.
Mm.
But the damage has already been done.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because there is another one or another individual involved too.
Ahsan.
In addition to you.
Ahsan. So there's two people involved in this this activity. And sometimes maybe the damage to you is less, especially as a male, but to the female, the damage is greater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't take that into consideration. Mm. And even with the mu'mineen themselves, the believers themselves, Allah says, we do know that you have a desire, but you need to maintain it and control it. So for example, one day Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi was sitting with his companions, a pretty lady comes by, she passes them by, and then everyone keeps looking at her, right? And Imam Ali salam said to them, what's wrong with you? Your wife has what she has.
Mm.
Go to your wives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or this ayah that say to the believers to lower the gaze, قُلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَغْضُوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. The revelation for it is that a person was walking in the market and then he saw a beautiful lady and he kept looking at her until he hit the wall and he sat bleeding. And he came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, I've done this. And then Allah revealed this verse, like, lower your gaze. Right. So when it comes to sexuality, it's very devastating to iman. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it in the first verses.
Mm.
But when
that's how important it is.
Yeah, that's how important it is. Because of the damage it could do to your faith.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll come back and continue our program, Quran Quest, on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
You are listening to Quran Quest on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad hosts in this program, and Syed Abdullah, my guest speaker. We are focusing on the 23rd chapter of the Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, chapter The Faithful. But in particular, we were talking about verse number 5. God is actually enumerating the list of steps to enter the realm of faith, basically, or to become one of the believers.
Yes.
Who guard their private parts. But I think we should have actually, continued on to verse number 6, because there is an exception, right, to this verse. And it says, except from those spouses or their slave women, for then they are not blameworthy. This is an exception to the rule, right?
No. It's not an exception to the rule.
So what is it?
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that human beings generally have the sexual tendencies to go towards opposite gender, right? And that, for those who go towards and trying to satisfy their sexual desires, that's a sign of weakness of iman. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the verse after إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Yes. Allah is saying, okay, now we're talking about, you have single people who would always have to preserve their
private parts.
The second one talks about those who are married.
Okay.
Okay. إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ.
Verse number 6 actually refers to the married.
Yeah, because you're talking about your zawj, you're talking about your partner.
Yes.
Now, if I'm single, I'm a mu'min, I have no partner. Is that verse related to me? It will be related if I have a partner.
Mm.
If I don't have a partner, the first one is talking to me.
Mm.
Yes.
So
that's general law Allah is setting in. The second one, he just moves another layer, which is if you're married. Now, with those who are married, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, also if you're married, عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ, you're also required to observe certain things in terms of sexuality.
Mm.
Now, the general rule between a husband and a wife, everything goes. Allah in another verse in the Quran says, نِسَاءَكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ فَآتُوا حَرْثُكُمْ أَنَّشِئْتُمْ. You women are like your growing fields.
Mm.
Do whatever you want. Grow whatever you want to grow. It's between you, a husband and wife, as long as it's consent, you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
So Allah says that. And same thing with مَمَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. So back in the day, they used to have like
slaves
or concubines or whatever they want to call them. When you have a wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you got to keep that in mind. Now, we have mu'mineen, we have believers who have wives, but they, in Arabic, we call them the waq, tasters. He wants to try as much women as he can. Right, just wants to jump from one woman to another, just for the sake of trying different women. Now, we have some men who, for example, has a wife, but he's not satisfied either sexually or emotionally from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's lacking in, let's say, in a particular field, and he feels that he needs another person to be with. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expanded the number of wives to 4 and opened the gates of the temporary marriage, if you have the need for it. And with, obviously, with these ones, also there are conditions. It's not just an open invitation to an open buffet, like a lot of people assume it is. So Allah then says, okay, so the sexuality is here, which means that haya is required. You need to be chaste. Mm-hmm. Chastity is required.
Yes.
However, when it comes to your wives, no, you guys are free to do whatever you want to do with your wives. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you feel like with your wife and your spouses. So that restraint that you had in the first verse, it gets released.
Mm-hmm.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the condition in the second one with your wife.
Yes.
So because one says, no, Allah says, عَلَىٰ فُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, I will not come close to my wife. Why? Because Allah says, عَلَىٰ فُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, I should not. Allah says, no, I did not mean it in that context.
Yes.
Your wife? No. Be free, feel free, enjoy yourself.
That's matrimonial life.
Yeah. That's how it works.
That's something else, basically.
Yeah, basically. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in this ayah. But the idea is that sexuality, if it gets overdone, even with one spouse, it could be destructive to one's faith.
Mm.
Because we have many ahadith that says having too much sexual interaction with your wife, too much, it causes you to, it weakens your body, it weakens your mind, you know, it has a lot of effect.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Islamic...
Medically speaking.
Medically speaking as well. So Islamically, I even remember, you know, I used to go to the gym, all the trainers like, avoid sex. I'm like, okay, why? Because, okay, if you go to the gym and then you have you know, you get close to your wife, then obviously you're going to have a problem with your body. It's not going to grow because you need these hormones. So overdoing it is going to be a problem.
I see.
Right? But Islamically saying, look, you know what? Every 3 nights, come close to your wife and everything should be peachy.
Mm, thank you very much.
You're welcome, bro.
thank you for listening to your own program, Quran Quest, on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Abdullah. And from the rest of the crew, actually, we bid you farewell. And we hope that you have a good time and enjoyed this episode of Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.